Arizona's three public universities, ASU, the U of A, and NAU, currently have nearly 105,000 undergraduate students, and more than 36,000 people work at the schools, either full or part-time. And even with state funding being cut dramatically, primarily during the Great Recession, the footprint of the universities via students, research, and other factors is unquestionably large. But for the first time, the Arizona Board of Regents commissioned a report to specifically flesh out the economic impact of the universities. I spoke with A-Board Chair Ron Shupman about it and asked him why such a report was important at this stage.
I think it is very important that we have an ability to at least quantify what the value of our university operations are for comparative purposes. Everyone knows that we exist in three places in the state, but I don't think many of them recognize that it reaches an $11.1 billion of economic impact, roughly the same as all of the military bases in the state.
One thing that for me stood out because of the purposes of at least many universities is the impact related to university research.
University research, of course, is an incredible component of growing Arizona's innovation economy for the future. It also has direct impact on the quality of life of the people who live in our state, the medical advances, so many things that come out of our universities that transfer into either new companies or discoveries that improve the life of the people of our state and beyond is such a critical factor to having these two large research universities and another one that's doing a significant amount of research for a university of its size.
What did you learn that might, in fact, help give you more insights going forward and might make the university system even stronger?
I think what we were hoping to do is validate what we already believed. And I think this report did show us how various segments of the operations of our three universities contribute in unique ways. The impact of the students alone, I think the non-resident students and out-of-state visitors that support more than 2,000 jobs, resulting in $181 million. While that's a small piece of this, it does speak to the breadth of the impact that our universities have on the state.
And does it appear to be on an upward trajectory right now?
Unlike universities across the nation where there has been some pullback on enrollment, our universities continue to grow and to thrive, and it's necessary that they do because we believe Arizona is a state that is ready to continue to be an economic juggernaut, and to do that will require that we become more and more technologically advanced. As those advances happen across the nation and around the world, we have to have the workforce, the infrastructure, and the leadership prepared to take full advantage of what might be possible in Arizona, not just in the next 5 years, but in the next 50 years.
We, of course, know the story about during the Great Recession, how state funding was dramatically changed and the university system has changed and tried to be nimble to deal with that, certainly. But is there a situation where, frankly, as big an impact as the universities are having, it could be even better if there were state funding or a different sort of funding as well?
The funding that we have from the state is far below the agreed-to level of funding that we reached a few years ago, what the now known as the 50-50 model, where the state would pay for 50% of the cost to educate Arizona students. The universities will find that other 50% in order to do that. We're down at about 34%. And what that limits is our ability to get more of our young people and more of our citizens into our three universities. We have significant underattainment in four-year degrees in Arizona compared to the nation. We're about 20% behind the national average. And what that means is that we won't have the workforce or all the other benefits of education beyond high school to enjoy.
And we know that, of course, with the legislative session going on, there are budget talks going on. The governor has issued his proposal. There's also talk about increasing the sales tax related to education, which had been focused on K-12. There's also some mention of some of that money, if the tax were to go into effect, to go toward university funding. Without this hitting lawmakers over the head, is an impact study like this important to let them know, listen, we're doing great things, but if you did get us to that 50-50 situation, think about how much more we could do. Is that a message that is being sent with this? It's just being sent in a way that has data behind it.
It absolutely is a message that's essential that we get to the people of Arizona, as well as our leaders in the legislature and the governor. We have an absolute need to increase the education of the people of Arizona for the future of this state. We need to make sure that the young people of today will have that opportunity. More funding opens that door. And I think it's imperative that we see some of these initiatives come to fruition, and we applaud the legislators who are calling for increased funding for the entire pipeline. It's more than higher ed, but it must include higher ed.
Ron Schubman is the chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. Thanks very much for the time today.
I appreciate the opportunity.